81. People only look at the pictures. Oscar has been single for a while now. He thinks he should try something new to meet new people. He decides to subscribe to an online dating site. It's the first time he tries something like that. First of all, he writes a little description of himself. Second of all, he downloads a picture of himself. Then, he waits for girls go write to him. After 2 weeks, no one wrote to Oscar. He doesn't understand why. He thinks he has a good profile and describes himself perfectly. Then, while looking at his profile correctly, he realized that he made a mistake. He didn't put the good picture of him. The picture he downloaded was an old picture of him when used to weigh 35 more pounds. That's the problem with online dating sites. People only look at the pictures. They don't really care about the description. As soon as he changed the picture, he started to get invitations. That just proved his point. People only look at the pictures, just like if it was online shopping. 82. The confusion. Oliver is confused. Lately, he has been thinking a lot. What are friends? Does he have friends? He thinks that whenever he is not doing well, no one is there for him. People seem not to care. He doesn't know if these are really considered as friends then. But what are friends anyway? Some people say it's like a family you choose. Oliver doesn't know where he stands. He doesn't know if the people he calls as friends are really friends. He doesn't think he considers them as a family. They are just good company. They are not people he can count on. They are not people he trusts. He doesn't share too much things with them. All they do is play video games together. Maybe he should try to meet new friends. Perhaps he needs better people in his life. All these questions are haunting Oliver. He is hoping that one day, he is going to get all the answers he is looking for. 83. Music collector. Alex passed away when he was only 30 years old. He was a music collector. He knew everything about music. He could teach everyone about everything. Every little details about music, he knew it. He used to listen to pop, to rock, to country, to rap, etc. He knew everything about Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin, his two favorite bands. After he passed away, his parents decided to give away his music collections to friends and family. Everyone couldn't believe how much stuff he had. He had all the CDs from the Beatles as well as their vinyls. Also had all the CDs of the Rolling Stones. In total, he had over 550 CDs. He was a real fan. Perhaps his favorite kind of music was old rock. Whenever someone would ask him though, he would be confused. It was hard for him to tell because he liked them all. The only thing he didn't like metal because it was too loud for him. 84. Magic experience. My first road trip was when I was 21 years old, with my best friend Laura. We decided to go to California for 2.5 weeks. We were young and it was our first trip, so we didn't really plan correctly our itinerary. We got lost a lot of times. It was very scary. Also, we had to sleep in our car for 2 nights, because everything was booked. There are a couple of mistakes like these that we did during our trip. Another time, we forgot to put gasoline. It was terrible. Overall though, the trip was great. We had a lot of fun. I was the driver most of the time and Laura was putting the music on. California was amazing. Most particularly, we enjoyed the views, the beaches, and the vibe. It was great to discover this beautiful state, especially with my best friend. It was my first road trip, but it's not going to be the last one. 85. The driver tonight. Sebastian's mother is worried. He is going to a party tonight and he is taking his car. He said he is not going to drink. He told her he is going to be everyone's driver tonight. Sebastian's mother wants to believe him, but she read some terrible articles in the news about people who drove while they were drunk and who killed themselves in a car accident. She doesn't want her dearest son to do the same. She wouldn't be able to get over this tragedy. She tells him very clearly, don't drink and drive. Sebastian promises he won't and then he leaves for the party. The whole night, his mom couldn't sleep. She kept on thinking about him. She kept on picturing the worst. When she heard him coming back home around 3 a.m., she was happy. She thanked life and was very grateful. When she saw that he wasn't drunk, she was very proud. Sebastian is a smart boy. He doesn't drink and drive. 86. Midnight screening. Scott loves to watch cult movies. Whenever he gets the chance, he watches midnight screening on the television. This is when the best movies are shown. Most of the time, these are classical movies. Movies that everyone should see once in their life. When his girlfriend wants to, they watch it together. Most of the time, though, she is sleeping because the movie is at midnight and it's too late for her and she works early in the morning. One day, Scott wants to see a midnight screening, but at a movie theater. He is hoping he will have the chance to do so. That would be very nice, because it would be on the big screen and it would be able to enjoy some salted popcorn with a cold drink. Also, the sounds would be better and louder. Scott keeps on hoping the movie theater beside his house will show midnight screenings one day. 87. Fun and sea. Going to the beach is always a lot of fun. First, you have to get your bag ready. Normally, it is better to get a big bag. Inside, you put a towel, sunscreen, sunglasses, a book to read and a bottle of water. Flip-flops are also important. When your bag is ready, you are ready to go. It is fun to go in car with the windows down. You can feel the breeze on your skin and you can sing music. When you get to the beach, you have to choose the best spot. The best spot is under the shade and not too far from the water. If possible, a chair is the best option. Otherwise, the towel can also be on the ground. Then, all left to do is go enjoy. You can swim in the blue water or get a tan under the sun while drinking a cold drink. Some people will like to play sports like beach volleyball. It's a good way to meet new people. Overall, going to the beach is always fun. 88. Everything was wrong. My worst birthday party was when I was 8 years old. It was supposed to be very fun. I invited all of my friends and everyone came. At first, we were all enjoying. Then, a lot of bad things happened. First of all, one of my friends got hit by the baseball ball when we were playing. He started to bleed a lot. My mother had to call his mom so that she can pick him up. Then, he went to the hospital. Not too long after this first incident, we ate the cake. Another of my friends started to be very sick. We will never know if it was caused by the cake or the food my mother cooked that day, but that friend of mine started to vomit a lot. Maybe it was caused by something he had before the birthday party. Just when I thought nothing could get worse, another of my friends got stung by a bee. He is really allergic to bee. Happily, he was fine because we took him to the hospital. Overall though, that birthday was an awful one. 89. Typical family. My family isn't a typical family. It's a very embarrassing family. They always do strange stuff that no one would do. By example, my mother has 3 brothers and when the 3 of them are together during family parties, they drink a lot and say embarrassing jokes. No one laughs except them. Sometimes it's very nasty and raw jokes. It's just an awkward moment for everyone. When I have some friends over and they start doing such a thing, I get very ashamed. They are just very loud, noisy and annoying. Also, my mother has a sister. Her sister and her loves to dress the same way, with really odd clothes. The other day, they went for brunch wearing a pink dress with white fur. It was a very weird dress and both of them were wearing the same one. It was confusing and embarrassing, especially when I noticed that everyone was looking at us. Believe me, that's just the tip of the iceberg of my embarrassing family. 90. Happy and proud. Lewis is very happy and proud. His beloved sister Shauna is pregnant and he is going to be the godfather. He is really looking forward to meet the new baby, the new addition to the family. When Shauna gives birth on a cold night of February, everyone is excited. It's a little boy, and Shauna and her boyfriend decides to call him Brian. Brian arrives in the family as gift. Everyone falls in love with him. He looks just like his father. Louis can't believe he is the godfather. He is very grateful. It's the first time he has such a responsibility. Although Louis doesn't want to have kid of his own, he knows he is going to love baby Brian like his own. This is exactly what the family needed. It's like a fresh new start, a different chapter of their life. It's the beginning of a beautiful life.